الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome yet again, dear viewers of Mazni Channel, to another beautiful episode of this beautiful silsila called The Leader of the Awliya. In the previous episode, we talked about the reasons why the Sultan al-Awliya, Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the leader of the Awliya, which is the name of the silsila. You know, why did Allah choose him? And you know, what lessons do we learn? And you know, linking to this, in today's episode, we're going to talk about, you know, if he is the Awliya Allah, you know, if he is the chosen one, if he is the leader of the jinns, if he is the leader of all the wali Allahs, the friends of Allahs, you know, what about me and you who try to become, you know, if we wanted to become a murid, become a follower, become a disciple of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, through the blessings of this beautiful environment, Da'wat Islami, today on Madni Channel, in this episode, we're going to speak about the glad tidings of the disciples of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam. What can me and you attain? You know, us sinful people, we're very weak. It's very tough for us in this day and age. There's a lot of fitna. You know, we all know what's going on. We all have financial worries. We all have illnesses. There's a lot of things going on in this day and age. But what kind of blessings will one get when he gives his hand into that beautiful hand of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What will happen to the one who becomes a murid, a disciple, a follower of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And we'll go into further detail and speak how can one in this day and age become a murid of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I would like our Mubaligh Da'wat Islami to clear some confusion and spread some light on this topic as to what is the blessings of becoming a murid of Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam, Bilal Bhai, and what can you say about those questions that maybe one can, you know, ask. For example, you know, what will be, you know, this, you know, what kind of thing is this, that you are asking help from other than Allah. Is it allowed to ask from a peer, you know, Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. One waqi'ah I'd like to mention regarding a true lover of the Murshid Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's mentioned that there was an individual, there was a man who was from Gujarat, India, and he had extreme admiration, respect, devotion to Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He used to happily and enthusiastically and consistently perform and celebrate Giyarvi Sharif. Another praiseworthy trait of his was that he would show a great deal of respect to the Sadat-e-Kiram, to the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who are from the blessed progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only that, he used to be kind, very kind, and caring towards the young Sadat-e-Kiram, the young children who were born Sayyid, alhamdulillah. Then it says that he would do things like pick them up, play with them, carry them around and buy them sweets. He mentions that when he passed away, when he left this mortal world and he was covered in the shroud, people came to grieve over him. But out of extreme shock, the people saw that the great devotee of Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi removed his shroud from him, from himself, and sat upright. So the individual had passed away, and straight his soul had left his body. But a few moments later, he's removing his own shroud that has been tied upon him, and he's sat upright. People obviously became really scared. What's going on here? And he mentioned before the situation got out of hand, he said, "I'll tell you the truth. Don't be scared, just listen to me carefully. Just now my murshid, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, honored me with his blessed presence and said, being my disciple, you died without repenting. Get up and repent. My soul re-entered my body so that I could repent. After saying that, he asked for forgiveness for his sins, uttered the Kalima Shahadat, he recited the Kalima Shahadat, and then suddenly his head turned to one side and he died. It's a big reward and congratulations and a glad tidings for the devotees of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As according to the saying of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he mentions regarding his disciples, that no matter how sinful his disciple is, he will not die until he repents. And the question you raised regarding, is it permissible to ask help from someone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's mentioned in the book King of Jinns. I'll inshallah mention it from there. He mentions that after reading and listening to this incident, someone might think that we can only ask help from Allah Azza wa Jalla and none other than Him. So why should we turn to anybody else for help? Now, it's mentioned in King of Jinns by Amir al-Sunnat that this is a very dangerous trick of the shaitan, which he has led many people astray. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not forbidden us to ask help from others. If we look in the Quran Sharif, we will see Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, In tansurullaha yansurkum, that if you aid the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla will help you. And he mentions, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked his followers, his Hawariyun, for help. He mentions the Quran Sharif, قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, translation from Kanzul Iman, Isa the son of Maryam said to the disciples, who will help me being on the side of Allah? The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah's religion. And furthermore, from the Quran Sharif is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asking support from Allah Azza wa Jalla, requesting Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, waj'al li waziran min ahli, Harun akhi, ushdud bihi azri. Meaning, translation comes to Iman Sharif, and appoint for me a minister from among my family. Who is he? Harun, my brother. Strengthen my back by him. For another Quranic ayat Amir al-Sunnah mentions, proving that we can ask help from other than Allah, and it's proven from the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal states in another place, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is his helper and Jibreel and the righteous believers, and furthermore the angels are appointed as helpers. Now we can clearly see from this that the Holy Quran Sharif clearly announces that Allah Azza wa Jalla is indeed the Hakiki helper. But by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Jibreel alayhi salam, the pious people, those who are close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, like the prophets, the awliya-i kiram, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and even the angels can help. And inshallah, by now, after listening to this, all these satanic whispers and deceptions will be removed from our heart and mind, inshallah. And it's stated that an interesting fact is that the people who migrated to Madinatul Munawwara from Makkatul Mukarramah are called the Muhajir, the immigrant companions, and the believers who supported them, who were from Medina Sharif, and those who were from Makkah Sharif who came to Medina, they were called Muhajir, and those who were in Medina Sharif were called Ansar, and Ansar means the helping companions. So every sane person knows that the literal meaning of Ansar is helpers. We can go on and on, proving Imam Azam as well, the Imam, the leader of millions of Hanafis, following the Fiqhi school of thought, Hanafi. Sayyidina Imam Azam asked help from who? A prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And which prophet? The best prophet, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Qasida in Nu'man, Ya Akram al-Thaqalain, Ya Kanz al-Wara, Judli bi Judika wa Ardini bi Ridaka. This is mentioned by Amir al-Sunnat in this booklet, King of Jinns. He further mentions, Ana tami'un bil Judi minka, wa lam yakun li Abi Hanifa tafil, anami siwaka. The translation is beautiful. It says, O the one who is better than all humans and jinns, and who is the treasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, please give me from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon you, and make me happy like Allah Azza wa Jalla has pleased you. I'm a candidate for your shower of generosity. Look at the intelligence of Sayyidina Imam Azam, rahimahullah.
You know, Bilal, you mentioned so many waqia about, you know, our pious predecessors. Okay, never mind us, because we don't have much knowledge. But you know, the ones who have knowledge, Imam Azam. What does Imam Azam mean? The great Imam, the Imam of all Imams. You know, he is, you know, he has a madhab, the Hanafi school of fiqh, and he has the most followers in his madhab. It is commonly known today as one. You know, as the four schools of fiqh, he is one of them. And you know, he is asking help from other than Allah. But he has this understanding that Allah has bestowed everything upon the Prophet Muhammad.
Allah is the hakiki giver.
Yes.
And Allah can appoint whoever he wills to be as deputies, to help Allah, to be as helpers,
yes,
as the Ansar. And Sayyidi Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala says in the final couple of translation that there is no one for Abu Hanifa in the entire creation except you. So obviously we're not comparing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah is not creation. Imam Azam knows this as well. It's just people are afflicted. And there's another point I'd like to mention, is very important. Many people today, many people, all Muslims, they recite Qasida Burda Sharif, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And Sayyidina Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentions requesting help from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his own blessed Qasida. And he mentions, Ya akram al khalki mali, man aluzu bihi, siwaka inda hulul al hadith al amami. Translation, O you, the best of creation, I do not have anyone else except you, in whom I may get refuge in the times of trouble.
Sallu ala al habib,
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful point Mubalig al Sami mentioned, Bilal Bai, is that the disciples of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how much benefit he gets when Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam mentioned. You know, he woke up one of the dead, you know, he resurrected the dead. He told him to get up, and he recited, you know, the words in which he becomes a murid of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he passed away. You know, what are the blessings? It's mentioned here, I have a story from the corpse of a child, the Risala of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. What's mentioned is that once an upset man came to the court, in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this young man, he was upset. And he said, Your Honor, last night I saw my father, my late father, in a dream. And he told me, Son, I am being tormented in the grave. I am being punished in the grave. This son, he had a dream of his father who had passed away. And son, I am being tormented in the grave. Go present yourself in the court of Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and ask him to pray for me. Now hearing this, when the young man who was upset told this narration, this dream to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam asked the young man, did your father ever walk past my madrasa? What a question. Try to listen and focus the wisdom of the channel. You know, then you would understand the fruits of becoming a disciple of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. He mentions, did he ever walk past my madrasa? The young man replied, yes, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, oh master, yes, he became quite, you know, yes, he says, Ya Sayyidi, my father did walk past your madrasa, the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. And when he said this, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, he became quiet. And the young man then returned home. The man returned happily the next day, after he told Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, my father did walk past your madrasa. What's mentioned is the man said to Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, the young fellow, O friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, I saw my late father in my dream again. And he was wearing a green gown and was very happy. A green dress and he was very happy. And he told me, he goes on to further say, that my father, not only he was wearing a green gown, and he was very happy, he also said to me that with the prayer of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the torment of my grave has been terminated. And I have also been granted this green gown. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, hearing this, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam said to the young man, my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal has promised me. Now listen, this is a fruit. You know, the one who, you know, walks past the madrasa and upon the dua of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, the young man's father, his torment had been ended, and he was wearing a beautiful green dress. And hearing this new dream, when the young man told Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, he says, that my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, listen to the ears. Listen with the ears of your heart, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. My Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal has promised me that the torment of a Muslim, he doesn't say a disciple, a murid, he says the torment of a Muslim who walks past my madrasa, his torment will definitely be reduced. His torment will be reduced, if not it will be gone.
The blessing of having a spiritual guide on your shoulders.
And you know, Bilal Bhai, this is what I want to come to. You know, we're talking about somebody who walked past, that the fruit is this. This is what you gain from this. If somebody is being tormented, somebody who is not the murid, but he is just a mere Muslim, and he walks past the beautiful madrasa of Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam, and he gains such a blessing that he's being tormented. Now he's walked past the madrasa, and Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam does dua for him. And he, Sayyidina Ghawth-e Azam mentions that whoever walks past my madrasa, Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is a very big thing, Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised him. Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani that his torment, the one who walks past your madrasa, will be reduced. If he is attaining such benefit, then what about us who become the murid? What about the one who becomes a disciple? What about the one who becomes a follower of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Allahu Akbar. What could you think? What could you say about this?
There's one waqia which is mentioned, which shows the fruits of having a murshid.
Allah.
Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now, this was a pious man of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Amil al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has quoted this, and it's quoted from there, from the book Satanic Whispers and Cures for Them. Now, the benefit of mentioning this for myself and for the viewers of Madhini channel is the benefit of having a spiritual guide. Now, it mentions that at the time of his death, at the time of Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala's death, Shaitan came to him. And you know, Shaitan is the Muslim's open enemy and the greatest enemy. And he'll try to deceive many ayat. We clearly, and Allah explicitly, clearly mentions that he's an open enemy. And when someone's your open enemy, you must protect those things which are very important to you. And what's the most important thing for a Muslim? The wealth of Iman. Him being a Muslim, alhamdulillah, us being a Muslim. So, and what does Shaitan try to do? At the time of death, we've known from waqi'at, from listening to the ulama ikiram, that the pains of death are very, very severe. And at this time, Shaitan will come to try to take away the Iman of the individual, of the Muslim. And he mentions that Shaitan asked Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that you spent your whole life in debates and discussions. Okay? Because Shaitan was an alim. He's a genius. He was an ex-teacher. An ex-teacher of the angels. And it's mentioned that Shaitan says to him, you spent your whole life in debates and discussions. Now, have you even recognized Allah Azza wa Jal? Now, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, without a doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal is one. Now, Shaitan was clever on this, and he said, any proof? Do you have any proof? And Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave a proof. But Shaitan, he gave such an answer which refuted his proof. Then Imam Fakhruddin Razi gives another proof. He was a knowledgeable individual. So, he gave another proof.
So they're going back and forth.
Now you'll see they're going to go back and forth. But Shaitan responds again, meaning denouncing his proof, saying, meaning somehow overcoming that proof. The scholars mention Imam Fakhruddin Razi gives the third proof, refuted. Fourth proof, fifth proof, sixth proof, 50th, 100th. 200, 300. Imam Fakhruddin Razi's ilm is showing as well how much proofs, how much knowledge he studied the deen. But Shaitan, look at him, and him being an ex-teacher of the angels.
He'll
deceive an individual. So what happened? 300 proofs gone by. 350 proofs have gone by. On the 360 proofs, the scholars mentioned, have gone by. Imam Fakhruddin Razi gives proofs that Allah exists. And Shaitan, upon the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Shaitan refutes them all. And then, now the Imam's extremely worried, after giving so many hundreds of proofs, we give one dalail and people say that's enough. The Buzurg has given 360 proofs to Shaitan. And what has he mentioned here? It says, the Imam became extremely worried. And now he's parishan, now he's disappointed as well. He's nearly lost hope. But then his spiritual guide, his murshid, Sayyidina Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he mentions that they were performing wudu at a different place.
At a far place.
But the murshid, the spiritual guide, who has the conditions which make a person a true murshid, a true spiritual guide, Now he was aware of the situation, and they knew what was happening. This conversation with that their disciple was having, with this debate that he was having with Shaitan. And what did he say? He mentioned in the books that Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, while sitting there in that position of where he's performing wudu, he says and calls out to Imam Razi, his murid, his disciple. He says, why do you not say that I believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal without any proof? Why are you giving proof? Say, I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, in the oneness of Allah, in the tawheed of Allah, without any proof. And then he mentioned that by the blessings of his murshid, Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was freed from the trickery of Shaitan. Shaitan had went away, and he passed away on Iman. And showing and just outlining that an individual who has truly, who is truly a beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, and who has the ability to become a spiritual guide, and he is not an open sinner, and the conditions are mentioned further. I'd like to just highlight them, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The Sayyiduna Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'azami alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi, that there are four preconditions for a murshid, for a spiritual guide. So not everybody can become a spiritual guide. These preconditions must be fulfilled before you take the oath of allegiance, the bay'ah. And he mentions number one, the murshid, the spiritual guide, must be a Sunni Muslim with the correct Islamic beliefs. Number two, he must have adequate Islamic knowledge that he can find out necessary rulings from books himself. Number three, he must not be a fasiqe mu'lin, an open sinner. And number four, his spiritual order, his chain, must be connected all the way to and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When these four preconditions are met, then a person is allowed to fulfill the bay'ah and go forward with this. Now, Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi and their blessed Murshid, Shaykh Najmuddin Kubra, this is a waqiyah to enlighten us and to keep our mind open regarding having a Murshid and the benefits of having a Murshid. And talking about the Ghawthul A'zam, the leader of all the awliya kiram, we can go further on, and alhamdulillah, you can mention them, inshallah.
The four conditions that one must see, he must be an alim, he must not be a fasiqi mu'lin, you know, an open sinner. His connection must be linked all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That chain must go all the way up to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he must be a Sunni Muslim with correct aqeedah, correct beliefs. And just to finish up, as we come to the end of this episode, the Views of Money Channel, you know, how do we become the murid of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam after hearing so many beautiful waqiya narrations about the blessings of a disciple of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam and just generally having a peace of? It's mentioned that on the transmission of Madni Channel, the Madni Muzakara, every Saturday, inshallah, that's live. Amiri Ahlus Sunnah sits down to have a Q&A with the audience, with the public. And when Amiri Ahlus Sunnah mentions, you know, the way how we can become a murid, a follower of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, in essence, we are becoming a murid of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned, Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has says, none of my murideen will die until they do sincere tawbah. And may we be sacrificed upon Amiri Ahlus Sunnah, who makes his murid in this day and age, who makes us his murid, who are becoming murids of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam and gaining those blessings. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to become murideen of Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam through Amiri Ahlus Sunnah. Ramat barakatum al-Aliya. And make sure to watch the next episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal, of this silsila, Leader of the Awliya. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The leader of Aliyah.